Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spoke about a variety of topics during an open meeting with employees. The leaked audio was obtained by The Verge. On the subject of breaking up Facebook, Zuckerberg said, "You have someone like Elizabeth Warren who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies. If she gets elected president, then I would bet we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we would win the legal challenge. And does that suck for us? Yeah." Warren responded in a tweet that said, "What would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy." Twitter is rolling out a DM filter to all users on Android, iOS, and the web. If a message has questionable language or seems like spam, it'll be filtered into a new additional messages folder. The expansion is part of the company's effort to retaliate against abuse on the platform. Notorious leaker Evan Blass, a.k.a. EvLeaks on Twitter, posted leaked images of Microsoft's new Surface lineup featuring what he says are the upcoming Surface Pro 7, Surface Laptop 3, the 13 and 15-inch models, and an ARM-powered Surface 2-in-1 device. Blass also teased another product announcement in a tweet that said, not pictured here, the dual-screen Surface. Back in June, Microsoft announced two new features for OneDrive, Personal Vault, and Expandable Storage, both of which are launching worldwide today. After first launching in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, Personal Vault gives users a secure place within their OneDrive cloud storage, only accessed using a PIN or a phone's biometric authentication system. It also includes automatic locking, BitLocker encryption on Windows 10, and restricted sharing. Expandable Storage gives users with an Office 365 subscription an option of 1 terabyte storage, starting at $1.99 per month for an additional 200 gigabytes of storage. HP's Spectre X360 13-inch 2-in-1 still has glossy edges and one USB-C port, but is also slightly smaller and uses Windows Precision drivers for the trackpad instead of Synaptics. It has 90% screen-to-body ratio and the world's smallest Windows Hello-enabled IR webcam. You can choose an OLED 4K screen, and a new display control lets you switch between color gamuts. It features Intel's 10th-gen Ice Lake quad-core processor and Iris Plus graphics and claims to last 22 hours on a single charge. It arrives in October, starting at $1,099. The Hacker News reports a Pakistani hacker with the online alias Gnostic Players claims to have hacked Zynga's Words with Friends, which includes a database of more than 218 million users, plus access to a billion user records stolen from 45 online services earlier this year. The breach allegedly affects Android and iOS players who installed and signed up for Words with Friends before September 2nd, 2019. Zynga acknowledged the breach on its customer service site on September 12th. GoPro's new Hero 8 Black is 14% lighter than the current Hero 7 Black and has a 12-megapixel camera sensor with improved HDR. It also has a new HyperSmooth 2.0 video stabilization to help smooth out bumpy video, wind noise reduction, and can shoot 4K video in addition to slow-mo video. The Hero Max has two lenses and can record 5.6K video in 360 degrees. A SuperView ultra-wide camera mode captures more of the scene into pictures and videos, can live stream in 1080p, and offers an option to let people automatically back up videos and photos to the cloud. The Hero 8 has 6 microphones, which GoPro says will offer the best stereo sound ever from one of its cameras. And finally, Wired's Adrian So has a roundup of the best tech and accessories for your dog. The best pet camera is the Pet Cubes Bite 2, which has an app, 1080p camera, 160-degree viewing angle, night vision, and zoom, and the ability to dispense a treat remotely. $249 plus a monthly fee if you want pet detection and smart alerts. Whistle Go is listed as the best fitness tracker. For $100, you can track by GPS, set fitness goals for activity based on breed, age, and size, and also has a nightlight. So also recommends the Geobit Pet Tracker if you just want to know where your pet is. The spot-on virtual fence costs $1,500 and can use suck alerts or sound alerts to warn the dog it's near the boundary line. Also on the list, at number 10, best toy is a stick. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.